Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Recognize that validation isn't a need, long as I recognize you and you recognize me, and recognize that never ceded our sovereignty. It'll help you recognize why we're fighting to get free. Will it change being recognized by my color or creed? When I'm recognized by my rap sheet, know what I achieve. Recognize this is what I've seen and what I believe. Maybe then you'll recognize why I'm another kind breed. Recognize the trying to mind the land, air and the sea. Recognize the percentage in detention and custody. Recognize the rise of homelessness on the street. Recognize the length in our people's life expectancy. Once upon a time they didn't recognize the listen. Now they recognize the method cause they recognize the mission. Watching more vibe with them once they recognize the rhythm. That's why we don't need to recognize their recognition.
Recognize, they're all about recognize. How the 56 sell out and white guys stick to 300 tribes. Recognize to give our voice to our enslavers is to recognize defeat. They want our sovereignty. Recognize 1500 dialects no longer alive to provide the truth for the lies they've always seeked our demise. Recognize we don't need your recognition to be who we be. Sovereign man, sovereign woman under LORE. Recognize deceit, recognize the liars. Recognize the thieves that pull upon the wires. Recognize the evil, recognize the righteous. Recognize your leaders. But recognize the deceivers in our skin. No one's kin, just assimilated tyrants trying to divide us. Hating police with policies perpetuating lies. I don't need you or them to speak for me. Just
recognize. It's time to wisen up. We've had a voice this whole time. Only now they want to recognize us. But we recognize those who died and cussed. Or recognize us more than just two flags that symbolize us. It ain't hard to recognize it's us. Recognize nobody deals with the after effects besides us. Recognize who they got speaking for your tribe cuss. If they're not recognized, then are you rising up? Recognize whenever times get tough. Go to a source of info you can recognize the trust. Understand how to recognize this type of stuff. Then you can recognize when they try and hide the stuff. Once upon a time they didn't recognize the rhythm. Now they recognize the tactic cause they recognize the system. They recognize we survived and kept on living. But recognize we did it all despite their recognition.
Recognize. Yes, a very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bummerbrit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service, Have Your Say, and Yarn Up Strong here on your daily program, National Talk Black. All right, Beyond the Scar, the critical role of plastic surgery in skin cancer care. Australia leads the world in melanoma cases with survival rates improving thanks to earlier detection, but recovery doesn't end once the cancer is removed. Look, we live in the beautiful hot country, the Big Island, Australia, but we need to take care of the beautiful sun. With that, we're going to catch up with Dr. David Sparks and talk about this space on the line. Doctor, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good morning. Thanks for having me. I'm going well.
Fantastic. And thank you very much for coming to the program. Dr. Sparks, we're talking about a very important conversation here. What are the Australian attitudes towards training culture?
Training culture for plastic surgery or skin cancer?
Yeah, skin cancer, sorry. Yeah, skin cancer.
Yeah, skin cancer treatment. So, I mean, there's a range of different, I guess, doctors who are involved in managing skin cancer. You have, GPs on the front line seeing patients in clinics, and then specialists also involved in care, such as plastic surgeons and dermatologists. And there are other clinicians involved with ancillary care as well, like radiation oncology and medical oncology for more severe and aggressive cancers.
Yes.
So there's a range of clinicians involved. The training in Australia is excellent.
Yeah. It's excellent. It was great to hear. What are some common issues after skin cancers are removed?
So, I mean, it really depends on the extent of the excision and, you know, what is removed. And that also sort of correlates with the anatomical location, so whereabouts on the face or the body where the cancer is. And obviously you need to take a portion of healthy tissue around that. So sometimes it can be a fairly morbid excision for some patients. The value and the role of plastic surgery in this type of area is that, obviously trying to restore like with like, and trying to, you know, give these people a good functional and aesthetic outcome.
And look, with that, people who are naive to regarding the so-called identification of skin cancer, when you're talking freckles or moles or what have you, what is the process of identifying skin cancers?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of self-examination, and it's probably, you know, around sort of 40 to 50% of patients that present with a self-identified lesion that sort of cropped up or changed, a previous mole that's now different to what it was in the past, or another lesion which was maybe a small scale or something before but then has turned into a red and sort of raised lump that's not going away. So a lot of self-diagnosis to get into the GP practice in the first instance.
Yes.
But I think there's a lot of great GPs that are doing a lot of good work to try and find new skin cancers with, you know, good surveillance techniques and good clinical care, and then subsequently referring them on to specialists such as myself and other plastic surgeons. And dermatologists for the ongoing care.
Ongoing care, okay. What is some misinformation surrounding skin cancers, you reckon?
I think there's a bit of misinformation about some of the home remedies. I mean, I've seen a lot of patients over the years treated with black salve, which is not a recommended sort of treatment option for skin cancers. It's basically like a chemical burn. It's black salve is sort of like an alkaline type sort of chemical combination with a high level of zinc. It's a plant extract, and it causes like an alkaline burn to the skin. So when you use it, it sort of burns not only the cancer, but also the skin.
Yes.
And that makes, you know, pretty hard to really know whether or not there's any treatment to the actual intended location, which is the cancer, because you just generate a whole bunch of scar tissue.
Yeah, gotcha.
So often these patients present later with, you know, chronic, inflamed, scarred cancers, which are actually quite difficult to treat.
Yeah. And, Doctor, as someone that sees the aftermath of skin cancers, what is the number one piece of advice on the topic?
Look, prevention is better than cure.
Okay.
I think that's the crux of it. If you, using sunscreen, avoiding sunburn and, you know, staying in the shade where you can. And then also just having a low threshold to see your GP. If there's a new or changing skin lesion on your body that you're worried about. And I think, you know, if you're worried about something, the simple solution is just go and see a doctor and get it looked at.
Okay, and when it comes to reconstruction, do you find the psychological identity issues are a major topic that is overlooked?
I think for some patients it can be, quite a journey for them. And I think, you know, especially facial skin cancers and things like that, which is an area that I work in particularly, patients can have quite a significant psychological toll from the surgery. And I guess that's where, you know, reconstruction comes in as such a, you know, a major role in trying to give them back the life that they had before their cancer diagnosis.
Yeah.
You know, the idea is to obviously improve not only the appearance of the patient after doing the surgery, but also to correct the functional consequences of the excision.
And look, we live in the hot country of Australia. The sun is a friend, but can become a foe as well. We just need to take care. And yeah, we're talking about hats and sunscreen and what have you. Let's not be lackadaisy, I would think, Doctor.
Yeah, 100% agree. I mean, it's skin cancer is serious cancer. It is a cancer just like anything else.
Yep.
And, you know, there's a lot of good preventative options to try and, you know, reduce the risk of developing these types of lesions. And I think just being cognizant that, anybody can really develop, skin cancers, in particular melanoma.
Yes.
And, something to just have a low threshold to look at any new changing lesion on your body. A funny nail that, you know, turns pigmented or something like that is also an important thing to look at and, you know, get it looked at by a dermatologist or a plastic surgeon.
Look, good advice. Thank you very much for sharing. All the best for the new year. Merry Christmas. And we'll talk soon, Dr. Sparks.
Thank you very much for having me.
Take care, mate. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Beautiful yarn there, Dr. David Sparks, and talk about cancer and the work that's been done with 2 in 5 head and neck cancer patients experiencing functional impairment after treatment. Plastic surgeries play a critical role in restoring movement, minimizing scarring, and rebuilding mental well-being. Look, a lot of work is done in this space. Like I said, we live in the hot country of Australia. The sun is very, very strong, and it causes a lot of damage in regard to skin care. So do what you need to do to take care of yourself. Prevention, as Dr. David Sparks mentioned. Wear hats, sun cream, sand shade as much as possible, and let's not fall asleep while we're sunbaking, that sort of stuff, you know. Have your say and yarn up strong. Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black, and daily program here is the National Talk Black, and we are a one-hour program, live at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns, on your Dindji country, BBM, 98.7 FM, and we're across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service, and have your say and yarn up strong. National Talk Black, too deadly.
Yabba, 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 y My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
I was born and raised on the river. It's the only life that I know. People around here have put a name on me, and I hear it wherever I go. They call me River Boy, River Boy, a good for nothing River Boy. This whole world don't hold a whole lot of joy when you're nothing but a river boy. I do a lot of fishing on the river to make my living, you see. When I take my catch to the marketplace, the people call out to me and they say, River boy, hey river boy, got any fish today there, river boy? I sell my wares, but nobody cares but the feelings of a river boy. There's a pretty girl works at the marketplace. I see her there every day. But when I try to talk to her, I can hear her papa say, come away from that river boy. He's a river boy. Nothing but a riffraff and river boy. No girl of mine's gonna waste her time on a good for nothing river boy. So I head my boat back up the river, back to my old fishing place. I'm afraid this old river's gonna overflow from the tears running down my face. I'm nothing but a river boy, a river boy, a good for nothing river boy. This whole world don't hold a whole lot of joy when you're nothing but a river boy. This whole world don't hold a whole lot of joy when you're nothing but a river boy.
Ain't that the truth?
Freedom on the wide open spaces. Sounds of the wild and isolated places. Families where love abounds.
is Mark Harbrow. You're tuning in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev on the mic.
1-800-422-416.
Yes, very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns in Yidinji country. That's BBM Bunbury Bit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service, Have Your Say and Yarn Up Strong. Numbers don't lie. We're talking about very good numbers. First Nation students reached more than 3,300 for the first time. We're talking CDU, TAFE, and that's Cairns Darwin University TAFE. So look, with that, we're going to catch up a yarn with the CDU Pro Vice-Chancellor and Chief Executive of CDU TAFE, Michael Hamilton. On the line, Michael, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor, and how are you today?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. As I said, numbers don't lie. This is very, very good numbers, high numbers, 3,300 for the first time. First Nation students are enrolled, CDU TAFE. You've got to have a smile on your doll there, please, Mike.
the benefit is for the students, right?
Thank you.
But we are absolutely thrilled to have this level of growth for our First Nation students in the Northern Territory. So we've got over 3,300 students through 2025 were engaged through the university.
Yes.
Which is an increase of about 550 on the previous year.
Like I said, numbers don't lie. So numbers are high. And are we talking all industries in regarding training?
Yeah, all industries and a good mix of short courses and full qualifications as well.
Okay.
So slightly more full quals than short courses, but everything relevant to First Nation people that not only in urban but out in those remote areas of the Northern Territory as well.
Well, I've always said that we need more black success in this country, but not only on the football field. So it's great to have this enrolment, and it gives them a strong platform for their future foundation to whatever they want to venture into.
Absolutely. It's interesting when you look at the most popular courses. So our qualifications, electricians and plumbers are really high, which is very, very good.
Yes.
Because, you know, they can add value to the trades across all regions, which is really good. Rural operations, very good for our bush. Conservation land management and community services, they're the big ones.
Yes.
And then in the short courses, it's food handling, white cards, chemical users, all of those things that are really important for Aboriginal people in their jobs.
And when we talk about students, First Nation, can you talk to us about First Nation staff, crew on board with CDU and with TAFE, please?
Well, the fascinating thing with staff is, just like everyone else, we need more.
Okay.
And I absolutely would love to have more First Nations staff members in the TAFE. We've got across the university, I think it's about 8% of our staff base is First Nations, but we would absolutely love to increase that. So if anyone out there is listening and wants to be a TAFE teacher, absolutely give us a call.
So there's good yarns, I mean, at the table regarding 3,300 students. There may be a possibility of staff from that numbers as well, you could say.
Oh, absolutely right. We're really keen for our alumni, our students, previous students, to you know, not only get a grounding in their industries, but then come back and give back to not just First Nations students, but to all students. You know, First Nations staff have so much to offer.
And how long have you been holding the reins in your position, my friend?
Yeah, I've been the chief executive of the TAFE for about 3 years, and the growth has been steady. Our students used to represent about 24% of our student base, but now it's up around 30%. And I think that's really credible.
Yes.
And it speaks volumes to our relationship with elders out in those communities, but also across the urban areas as well.
Yeah, look, fantastic. Well, look, congratulations. The numbers are fantastic. 2026 looks good. Thank you for your time. Merry Christmas and a happy new year to you and your team. And keep doing what you're doing, Michael.
Thanks, Trevor, and thanks to your listeners.
Take care, mate. All the best. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Beautiful yarn there. That's Michael Hamilton, and he's the CDU Pro Vice-Chancellor and Chief Executive Officer of CDU TAFE, Michael Hamilton. And look, the numbers are fantastic, 3,300 for the first time. So First Nation students across CDU, Cairns, Charles Darwin University, TAFE. And like I said, numbers don't lie. Fantastic. Too Deadly, your mob. Have you seen Yanup Strong? We are here at First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns in Yidinji country. That's BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have you say Yanup Strong, National Talk Black. Too Deadly.
Tanya Kernigan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
This one goes out to older brothers and sisters who are out there fighting for what they truly believe in. This one's for you.
We are never gonna ever back down. We gonna stomp our feet on the ground. We gonna dance to the beat of the sound. We are never gonna back down. We are, no, we never gonna ever back down. We gonna stomp our feet on the ground. We gonna dance to the beat of the sound. No, we never gonna back down.
Constellations, star vibrations. We gonna vibe to the good vibrations. Ain't nobody gonna tell us how it is. We live by the sword or we die by the spear, huh? Installations of conversations to different nations and destinations. We ain't never seen a life like this. Warned and dismissed. Ain't nobody got time for this.
We are never gonna ever back down. We gonna stomp our feet on the ground. We gonna dance to the beat of the sound. We are never gonna.
World's vibrations, we lost our patience. Manifestations came through creations. Raise our flags high as we dance through the nations. When we speak, we don't preach. Wisdom of the streets, them jewels that we seek. We them warriors, them beasts. We them crown proud, we them kings like we speak.
We are never gonna ever back down. We gonna stomp our feet on the ground. We gonna dance to the beat of the sound.
Oh,
Listen up. Your little ones can come to free kindy at Child's World. That's right. You can get 15 hours of free kindy every week for 40 weeks each year. With free meals, free bus pickup and drop-off, swimming lessons, dance and PE classes, and deadly excursions, all at no cost to you. And here's the golden bit. As well as free kindy, every Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander child gets 100 hours of subsidised care every fortnight. There's no activity test, whether you're working, studying, or just kicking back. And there's no extra paperwork. It's dead easy. Give your little ones the best start, in a place where they'll learn, grow, and shine. Ring Child's World today on 07-4045-4045. It's free for our moms.
Station sponsor.
See you at Child's World.
Why did you get vaccinated?
Vaccinations are the best way to protect us from serious and preventable diseases. When you visit the free Wootropperin vaccination pop-up clinic, you'll be entered into the monthly draw to win 6 months free fruit and vegetables delivered directly to your door every week. Wow, that's a great reward to protecting your family. One entry for every free vac shot. This Wednesday in Coral Cay Clinic in Manura. No appointment needed. Just walk in 9 a.m. to 12 noon. Check out Wootropperin's Facebook page for more details.
Station sponsor.
Get on your mob, it's me, Bush Tucker Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran!
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Can you take me out of this dark place? Please, God. Can you help me before it's too late? Can you help me find a way? Cause I'm fighting for survival. How do I say that I'm not okay and I'm feeling suicidal? Please, Lord. Can you take me out of this dark place? Please, God. Can you help me before it's too late? Can you help me find a way? Cause I'm fighting for survival. How do I say that I'm not okay and I'm feeling suicidal? Not sure anyone's even gonna comprehend what I'm going through. So I keep it to myself. I'm mentally trapped and I really don't know what to do. Cause I really don't trust myself. But I truly trust in God. Desperately need some help. But why the fuck is it so damn hard? Emotionally drained from all the stress and all the pain. Locked up in chains. Now get the bad thoughts out of my brain. I don't know how to describe it. I don't know how to explain. All I know is I just don't like it. And the feeling's very strange. Don't wanna leave my family behind. Cause I love them all so much. But it feels like life is kicking me right in the guts. I'm kinda running out of time. What the fuck do I feel so stuck? Take me out of this bad dream. Please, Lord, let me wake up. I'm in a really, really dark, dark place. Looking for a way to get out. Keep telling myself I'm gonna be okay and then I get self-doubt. I'm literally at rock bottom, trying to stay strong. So please, Lord, can you help me try to hold on? Please, Lord, can you take me out of this dark place? Please, God, can you help me before it's too late? Can you help me find a way? Cause I'm fighting for survival. How do I say that I'm not okay and I'm feeling suicidal? Please, Lord, can you take me out of this dark place? Please, God, can you help me before it's too late? Can you help me find a way? Cause I'm fighting for survival. How do I say that I'm not okay and I'm feeling suicidal? I know that I shouldn't be feeling this way, but I'm doing my best to try to escape. Dealing with depression every day, but I don't express it on my face. Dear Lord, I'm but begging for you to save me. I wanna live, I don't wanna be gone from my babies. This evil world has got me going kinda crazy. I'm but begging for you to save me. See, I don't understand why I'm feeling so down. What the silence seems so loud. I'm feeling so lost, feeling so trapped, and I just wanna be found. I got myself in the gutter deep underground. I'm a strong Murray, and I'm gonna fight. I'm gonna do my best to try to save my life.
I look up to the sky, still with a little bit of hope left. It's up to me, it's up to God for what happens next. Can you take me out of this dark place? Please, God, can you help me before it's too late? Can you help me find a way? Cause I'm fighting for survival. How do I say that I'm not okay and I'm feeling suicidal? Please, Lord, can you take me out of this dark place? Please, God, can you help me before it's too late? Can you help me find a way? Cause I'm fighting for survival. How do I say that I'm not okay and I'm feeling suicidal?
When I bust all my legs, my spine.
Well, that's it from me, you mob. Too Deadly, thank you so very much. The last show for 2025. Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, National Talk Black. It is your program. I just steered the ship, but I want to thank you very much for your support, you mob, and thank you for your company all throughout the year, 2025. Looking forward to yarning with you, mob, in 2026. It's coming to the festive season. So, look, a Murray Christmas, Koori New Year. Let's travel safe. Let's look after each other. And let's think before we act in regard to set the plan of attack when you're going out partying, what have you. Don't drink, drive, and swimming. Watch the swimming. Be careful when you're out and about, whether you're in creeks and dams and ocean, what have you. And watch with the alcohol that's at the table as well regarding the drinking and swimming. So take care, you mob. Let's look after each other and enjoy the journey. And we will talk in 2026. But once again, thank you very much for your support, for your company. And we'll do it again next year, 2026. Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry signing off. A big shout out to Bummer Bipper Media, the management here, the board of directors and the crew. Thank you very much. Also, a big shout out to NERS, National News Radio Service. Thank you for everything you do and giving us a platform to have a national program. Thank you very much. Take care. Keep smiling. All the best. Merry Christmas. Koori New Year from the host of National Talk Black. Too Deadly.
Darkness came a stranger's hand. It was a wild, kudachi man. I said, Governor, why don't you just leave me alone? And I was just on my way home. I didn't worry about the prickles in the sand when I was chased by Walker Dutchy Maine.
She can get it in the morning, anywhere she want it. I beat it up like that, hit it like I own it. Oh yeah, like I own it. I get it in like that, get it like hagga dagga dagga dagga, hagga dagga hagga dagga dagga dagga. I'ma get it like hagga dagga dagga dagga, hagga dagga hagga dagga dagga dagga. Yeah, she can get it in the morning.
ay, and she can get that night. As long as that some tight head game right, make everybody wanna eat it up on sight. But she's kinda feisty, but that's alright. She got a dip of french fries in a cup of Sprite. I take her to the mall, she get into a fight, cause she hangry as fuck, and that's the kind of shit I like. She get to them burgers, burritos, biscuits, Doritos, suck like a mosquito. She a bad bitch in the casino, and we know this is my spot. Hit it like a frito, I'ma leave that ass hot.
She can get it in the morning, anywhere she want it. I beat it up like that, hit it like I own it. Oh yeah, like I own it. I get it in like that, get it like hagga dagga dagga dagga, hagga dagga hagga dagga dagga dagga. I'ma get it like hagga dagga dagga dagga.
I said, meet me at the front, I'll be there before five. She loving the brother vibe, I compromise to keep it loud. She loving the way you dance, she know that they call me slide. The way that I put them working, now I'm always on time. Now do your dirty dance, pass it up and give me love. Show your bangs in the club, hold her down for a dub. And she probably still your girl, so I got two women to fuck. I'm a young bus critter, I'm not in there for the bugs. Everything press clean, and I do as I please. She pay for the fee, tell her, get on her knees like, whoa. Tell me what you need, she pull the whip out. Oh my God, get the cream like,
she get it in the morning. Anywhere she want it, I beat it up like that. Hit it like I own it. Oh yeah, like I own it. I get it in like that. Get it like hagga dagga dagga dagga, hagga dagga hagga dagga dagga dagga. I'ma get it like hagga dagga dagga dagga, hagga dagga hagga dagga dagga. She can get it in the morning. Anywhere she want it, I beat it up like that. Hit it like I own it. Oh yeah, like I own it. I get it in like that. Get it like hagga dagga dagga dagga. Hagga dagga hagga dagga dagga dagga. I'ma get it like hagga dagga dagga dagga. Hagga dagga hagga dagga dagga dagga. Yeah. Yeah.